T.J. Yates, such a good sport. Great to have him on the show.
He was feeling bad that he missed some of those questions.
Oh, they get so competitive. Maybe we shouldn't play a game. The players do not like losing.
They don't like being wrong.
Yeah, they don't like when they don't get 100% right on any of these games.
It's okay.
I think next time, though, like TJ's favorite movies, you know, you just do like
Home Alone.
Yeah. The whole wheel. Macaulay Culkin. All right. We got a lot going on, though, before the end of the show.
Yes. Well, you know, it's the holidays and everybody wants to be fit and healthy. But what's a good age to bring your kids to the gym? We find out on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, with kids' sports becoming so competitive, a lot of parents want to know, when's the best age to introduce children to the weight room and what's the safest way to do so?
I think it's fitness can start at any age. I really do. And whether it be in the weight room or in the backyard or, you know, around the block. So, you know, I have three boys and they're very active and I like to get them out there riding bikes, catching baseballs, catching footballs. We do a push-up contest at dinner time if we're not eating our food and doing all the stuff we need to do. But we try and make fitness part of their lifestyle. Not necessarily with a barbell at this age. They're very young, but getting them outside and running.
Good fuel in gives you good energy out. Plan to have healthy snacks like low-fat yogurt.
Can you imagine Craig Fitzgerald with his kids, you know?
Push-ups. Go.
Yeah, he'd be a great trainer. I was going to say, and how do you reintroduce Mark Vandermeer to the gym? What's a good way to do
that? I do push-ups, and I have Vanderkid doing push-ups, too, by the way.
It's good. It's never too
like
late
three.
To start.
You know, it's like, well, you know, you're a little kid. You got to get started.
It's a good question, because sometimes you see people with kids at the gym, and you wonder, hey, is it too early? Or he made it seem like you can bring any kid at any
age. As long as they're not, like, totally cut, I think. That's okay. You know what I mean? Now, speaking of cut, you probably cut some fantasy players off your roster when you got into the playoffs. You're not in the playoffs? Yeah, it might be tough, but John Harris has some ideas anyway.
It is fantasy football playoff time, and I got three value plays for you, whether you're playing FanDuel or you are approaching the playoffs. Let's start with a running back. He used to be a quarterback in college, but he's done a really nice job the last few weeks as the running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's Denard Robinson. And with T.J. Yeldon hurt, Denard Robinson is going to be a huge waiver wire pickup for you. And on FanDuel, he's $6,300. That's ultra cheap for what you can get from a dual threat running back, Denard Robinson, at home against Atlanta. Atlanta's fading, Jacksonville's not. He's the guy to go with. And then we're going to go to Seattle for wide receiver Doug Baldwin going against Cleveland at home. Russell Wilson's been on fire, and his big guy has been Doug Baldwin at $7,400. That's really good value on FanDuel for a wide receiver. And for the last one, we're going to stay with Seattle. It's defense against Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. Now, you know Johnny Football is going to do some magical things. He always does. But he's prone to turn the ball over and not put the ball in the end zone. That leads to points for your defense. So let's go with Seattle's defense at $5,400 on FanDuel. Let's pick them up. And for some reason, if you got a waiver wire pickup, then Seattle's the place to go.
Okay, Vanderkid update. He's in the playoffs, and I'm stressed out about it. That's all I'm going to say about fantasy football.
I was just wondering, what is Vanderkid doing right now?
Yes, of course you were.
You know
what
else I was wondering?
What?
Have you gotten your Houston Texans cookbook yet?
I have not gotten mine, but I've flipped through it. It's available where? At the Go Texans store and at shop.houstontexans.com. And it's $25. All goes to the Houston Texans Foundation.
Yeah, we had a few of the Lady Texans on Duane Brown Live this week, and they talked about the recipes. Amanda Weeks had a four cheese
truffle mac and cheese. Here, hold that up a little bit more. Look at Shane Leckler, how well-dressed he is in this picture. I mean, he cleans up so well for the family photo.
That mac and cheese looks yum.
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, and they've got Arian Foster and his mom. They have a green chili enchilada recipe. They sold out really quickly, but more are on their way. So
you know what they don't have in there?
What's that?
Vander Dutch pancakes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. This is something that I need to get in there next year.
Now that you know there's a cookbook and that there is a Dutch pancakes recipe, this is why you're mad.
Me wanting airtime. This is nothing new.
And
okay?
Then there's just JJ, like, you know.
Yeah, this is JJ.
That's just smoke from whatever he's cooking.
Yeah, the bull had a little something.
No, it's a great cookbook. Some really
fantastic
recipes.
All right, so we've got Indy. And, you know, the thing about Indy is this. Texans have never won up there. We all know that. I mean,
nobody wants to talk about that anymore.
I actually like that city.
Everybody's tired about that.
Okay. I like that city to go to. I do. It's a great little city. It's a great downtown area. And it's a wonderful place to visit, except the results that the Texans have gotten to the first 13 years of franchise history. We hope it's a different story when the Texans take on the Colts at what's the name of the stadium? Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil Stadium. And, and if they do win, when we go back for the combine, it'll be a much better
move. Much better move this time. All right, that's it for the show. Thanks so much to TJ Yates for being on. Thanks to everybody for contributing. Have a great night. Go Texans.
Woo!